Oh my God. It's 2017. I don't know if any of us felt like we would get out of 2016 alive, and I say that so sadly because it seemed like everyone was just dropping like flies. 2016 was intense, and I'm super, super excited to welcome in 2017 and all the possibilities that come with a new year. But to be honest, as intense as 2016 was, there were some great things. By the way, my name is Michelle Jackson. Welcome to Girl Gone Frugal again, and I'm excited to reboot for the third time my podcast. I love doing the podcast, and one of the things that I struggled with in 2016 was really setting myself up for success. And I don't mean just in terms of money. This is a money podcast or a podcast about personal finance and all things connected to that. I think in general, many people fail to set themselves up for success. And so I found the past year I was always like running, trying to keep up with where I wanted to go versus getting ahead of the game. So in 2017, one of the big things that I'm working on is being proactive about the different things that I'm trying to take care of and achieve in the new year. And what in the heck am I rambling about? Like, what am I talking about? So the first thing is, again, this is a personal finance podcast. Proactive for me in terms of money is just really getting a handle on debt repayment, savings, and making sure that my cash is flowing in such a way that I'm always able to manage my expenses. I'm an entrepreneur. Actually, I've made that switch from self-employed to entrepreneur in the past couple of years. And I probably wouldn't have struggled as much with that process if I had worked harder. I could have worked harder. I didn't. I joke that the last 2 years were a vacation because they kind of were. And I realized that I actually really needed to take that time to kind of get back into my headspace, if you will, but just get the energy back. When I quit my job, I was exhausted. It was affecting my spending. My job and the circumstances around it were very stressful, and so I was emotionally eating. I was emotionally shopping. I had a lot of components to it that affected my money. At this point, I'm so excited because I've basically, in the past 5 years, and it's been a long process, I've basically killed my spending habit, if you will. So I've learned to finally manage my spending so that if I want something, I just pay cash for it. This is huge because, in my opinion, the credit industry and just American society in general has trained citizens to become consumers. And so we're constantly mindlessly spending on things that we want. And that, and instead of being strategic about it, so for example, I actually do need a new laptop. I have an Apple. I am not charging that Apple. No, that's just not going to work. So that means that I'm going to pay cash for it. It's going to be a debit because you know how Apple is. I've never seen someone go in there with cash, but there will be cash in my account that when I go in there, I will have that paid off, my Apple Care taken care of, and we're good to go. Okay? So I've learned finally to have that experience of waiting and focusing on what I want and paying cash for it. I actually have to say, when I was younger, I did that on some big things like my trip to Europe, my first trip to Europe, I paid cash. Because I don't think I really had credit at that time. I lost that habit. The other thing, and this New Year's post is this New Year's podcast, this episode's a little rambly, but that's okay. What I discovered about my money in 2016 is I actually have a pretty good handle on things, but where I need to focus now is on income. And honestly, that's most of us, okay? Most of us need more income and less expenditures. And I have a lot of friends who've done really well by adding side hustles and just doing different things to really grow their income. And I think that that's a conversation that people aren't having enough, or aren't having and being candid about. So I think we kind of hear these conversations about, you know, the minimum wage and things like that. Most people who are probably listening to this podcast probably make a little more than minimum wage. But even if you do make minimum wage, excuse me, it is your job to figure out ways to grow your income. It could be by changing your job, and when you change your job, you build in a raise, because obviously when you're changing jobs, you're looking for jobs that pay more. And I say it this way, but I know people in my life who consistently apply for the same job, making the same money, just at a different location, and it makes me crazy. It doesn't make sense. It just doesn't make sense, especially if they don't like what they're doing. So if you're trying to increase your income, be bold. And then once you apply for the job making 30, 40% more than your previous job, negotiate. Even if it feels uncomfortable, don't be crazy. You don't want to lose a job. But, you know, go in and be like, this is what I will do for you. These are the results that are going to happen. I'm going to hustle. You've earned it. Don't say you deserve it. You will earn that raise. Don't forget how important it is to grow your income. And I think that that's important. For me, going into the next year, that is, I have actually three specific goals. When you first started following me on my blog, if you guys have been reading my blog for years, I had so many things I was dealing with. Oh, my God, I was so exhausted. I was just overwhelmed. And now I've whittled it down to three things, three freaking things. One is health. I still need to lose that extra 26 pounds. It's really not that much weight, but it's just, you know, it takes energy and time and focus. So that is a big thing that I'm working on this year. I have a big birthday and a big reunion, and I want to look hot. I admit it. So that's a big thing that I'll be sharing with you as I work on it. The other is money. I don't want to be broke. Broke sucks. Broke is just, it doesn't help me to help you. It doesn't help anyone. If my mom needs help, it doesn't help her. If I wanted to share resources, ideas, and value with people who are in worse situations than I'm in, it doesn't help them. I am not going to be broke anymore. Broke sucks. So, and I'm not saying that it was like, you know, living hand to mouth and all that, but I'm going to say that where my income has been, unacceptable. That's my number two push is income. I'm focusing on making the money. It's not hard. People are lazy as hell. So all I have to do is work hard, which I've done for many, many years, and then capitalize on opportunities, which I plan to do. So I will keep you posted on that, as well as just watching my budget and being mindful about spending. And, of course, the last one is it's time to fall in love. I've been single way too long. It's ridiculous. I'm really excited to say that I've been dating. I've been meeting some really nice guys. Denver is called Menver for a reason. I really will say that I actually am glad that I wasn't dating during the depression years, because I probably would have picked guys who would have made that worse. I think that sometimes goes hand in hand, where you're having low self-esteem, you don't feel great about yourself, and then you pick people who make it worse. I'm really excited because that's three things. That's not working on the crazy list that I had when I first connected with you guys. I'm wondering what you're working on in the new year. Definitely feel free to email me at shopmyclosetproject@gmail.com to let me know. Let me know about what topics you'd love to have covered. This was all over the place, this episode, but actually I've interviewed a number of really, really cool people, and I'm so excited. So I have interviews. They are ready. I'm excited. This season is going to actually be a season. The goal is to have an episode where I talk about something or share a resource or what have you, and then the next episode would be an interview. So I'm trying to figure out if I haven't completely decided. I might do me and interview, me and interview, or I might do 2 weeks of me, or I mean a week of me, and I don't know. I haven't decided yet. So anyway, I'll figure that out in the next like day. So thank you so much for stopping by. This was a ramble, but sometimes when you reflect back on the previous year, it's all jumbled. And technically, as I record this, it's still 2016. To me, the word that or action that perfectly personifies 2016 is shouting. I just feel like the air, the television, you know, online, everything was shouting. I just felt like shouted at all the time. And for 2017, all I'm wanting is for things to be calm, focused, fun, energized, just words that I really don't feel, you know, were part of 2016. I will say, though, that I had many blessings this year and every other year, even during the hard years. I think that people forget that during dark times that there are lessons that you're learning. There's strength that you're gathering, and that those lessons and that strength you can share and help other people who are in those moments. So I don't regret, you know, the hard times. They are what they are. I've had a lot of them. I've had the strength to manage them. I really would appreciate a calm year, though, because I'm not excited about all the stress, but I'm able to manage it. So anyway, very quick podcast. Really looking forward to sharing some amazing people who are killing their debt, living their best lives, and just dreaming big and hustling. And I believe that every one of you listening to this podcast have the ability, the resources, and are able to change your lives. It's a process, though, and for me, it's been a long process, but I'm so thankful that I started, because if I hadn't started, where would I be now? So no, I'm not where I want to be quite yet, but I'm a heck of a lot closer. So anyway, I wish you an amazing, amazing 2017. And hopefully the verb or the action that I use to describe it at this time next year will be something like just something different. Thank you so much for listening, and I'm so excited to share some amazing content moving forward.